Now at McDonald's, a McDouble is only $2.50. So you can get your gym gains on or just get lunch for only $2.50. Get more value on the under $3 menu.
Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher for delivery.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
I don't know where, if it was like this. I assume it was like this to a degree for Hot Wings, but where I grew up, the vacation to go on in the summer was your family taking a trip to Cedar Point.
Well, yeah, it wasn't my family's, but it was most families.
Yeah, that's what everybody wanted to do.
Sandusky, Ohio.
Sandusky, right? Ohio.
Yeah, it was at the time when we were kids. It was right next to SeaWorld.
Yeah, in fact,
SeaWorld, Ohio.
The biggest year was the year I didn't get to go, but my older siblings, I was too little, they went and they did both.
Yeah, that's, you could do that.
They just made you stay home?
Yeah, with grandpa and grandma. The most exciting thing about that was grandma coming by and going, "Do you know who Elvis is?" "Yes." "He's dead." "Okay, I'm going to keep playing in the gravel."
"I'm four." "I don't know what that means."
But Cedar Point, their biggest attraction in the last decade or so, or longer, I guess, was Top Thrill Dragster. But that shut down a couple years ago. Didn't make it through the full season last year, and that lady had gotten hit by a part, and so they closed it down. And it was unclear what they were going to do to it. Like, they were saying that it gets closed indefinitely, and they were going to rework it, but at least to the general public, it wasn't clear. Was that going to mean tearing it down and building something new on that real estate? Because obviously, since Cedar Point is an isthmus like it is, or a peninsula, there's not that much space. They are limited by their geography. So if they want something new, they got to take something out. Well, this is what they're doing to Top Thrill Dragster. I believe it's going to be referred to as Top Thrill 2.0. Instead of having one launch point, it'll have three. Which I didn't even,
So you'll actually get to race the other cars?
No, they're all aimed at each other.
They're all on the same track.
Oh.
Still one car, but launched three separate times. This is the video they created.
Yeah, I don't understand it.
It sounds amazing. When you see it, it makes sense. When I read it, I was like, I don't get it.
Experience the excitement, the speed, the adrenaline of high-performance racing on an all-new vertical speedway. Yeah. Introducing Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch stratacoaster. Buckle in and smoke the competition on this extreme motorsport machine.
The first launch launches from 0 to 74 miles an hour nearly instantaneously.
Okay.
That launches you up the first side of the tall tower of what was Top Thrill Dragster.
Okay, so it looks like you go up that hill about a third or maybe a halfway,
and then
you roll backward.
It's not enough to push you over.
Oh, God.
Second
launch three times at speeds reaching 120 miles per hour.
The second launch sends you backwards at 120.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Drive the sky at 420 feet.
And then the third launch sets you at 120 back over the top.
Cross the finish line. Take that victory lap. Get revved up on Top Thrill 2, coming to Cedar Point 2024.
That's cool.
That looks pretty awesome.
Bummer
and terrifying.
That first launch, you're like, I'm not a big fan of this. Oh, I just have to do it two more times.
Yeah.
Plus go over the top of the hill and then straight down.
Yeah.
But for me, like, it was exhilarating to be at the top, and the night day I was there, it was really clear. You could see Canada. People had said, hey, when you're up there, you could see Canada across Lake Erie. And then the drop was fun, but that 0 to 120 or whatever it was before, that was, to me, the best part. And now you're getting that three times. Ugh! That'll be good. God.
How wings you in?
I'll hold your purse. Hell no, I'm not going on that. Yeah, I mean, it would be bad enough doing it forward, but that second one, you said it goes backward 120 miles an hour?
It just seems unnecessary.
Yeah, no
thanks. It seems unnecessary, as opposed to all of those necessary roller coasters.
Oh, God.
Keep you going.
Yeah.
Can you imagine how long the wait for that stupid ride will be, though? They've added time to it, because wasn't it one launch before?
Yeah.
And now you got to wait till it goes up and back.
Maybe the car has a greater capacity.
I'm assuming they at least had like two different cars, right? Two different trains.
I think so, but they couldn't launch You could get one loaded.
You could preload it.
So yeah. And I'm sure that's the same way here.
But even so.
Barf. How much would it take for you to go on that? Realistically, $1 million? You'd go on that for $1 million, right?
I don't know. Like, I can't suspend disbelief of getting actual money to go on it enough to say, yes, it would be this amount. My brain says $1 billion. Like, I just
$1 billion.
Well, you know why? I think no matter how much money you gave me, I'd never be able to enjoy it because there's a good chance I have a heart attack and die.
You're not gonna die, man.
I have heart issues.
Well, you're not gonna die. What if it's guaranteed that you're not gonna die? You're gonna be terrified for
the rest of my
a
life.
A minute, maybe?
I'll have nightmares
Wait,
forever.
So, so even after you get off of it, you're still going to be terrified?
Yeah, I'll never stop crying. Do you remember that time where Homer on The Simpsons saw something really terrible and he screamed for the rest
week.
Of his life?
Yeah.
Like that would be me forever. Okay. Yeah, that would be me. I'd never get over it. I'd never be the same. So I don't know how much money it was.
So $1 billion.
Yeah. What if we raised $25,000 for charity?
No. No.
You still wouldn't?
No, I don't care about people that are suffering that much.
You figured out the problem with your heart. That it's not there.
Yeah.
You don't have heart problems. You have heart vacancy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like you know what? I already don't. I would rather donate it than go on that.
You would donate 20.
If the choice was you can go on this or give away $25,000, I'd go get another job if I had to. So I wouldn't have to do it. Like, if a supreme being from somewhere said, you can do this or be murdered. I'd go, all right, I'll raise the money.
This is the new movie to replace The Button or whatever it was. Wasn't that what it was called? Or The Box, where you could press the button and you'd get $1 million, but someone in the world would die because you pressed the button.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hotwings is The Roller Coaster.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Could be the person right next to you.
Yeah, even if they said it would,
on the other side of the world.
Yeah, even if it said, the deal was a person will die unless you go on that. Unless it's one of my two children. It'll be a pretty tough call. No.
Sounds like you're on the fence.
Yeah, there's still a chance.
You're saying there's a chance.
Yeah.